All right, so thank you so much, Everett community, for participating in the great shakeout. I don't have everyone's attention right now, so I would love to have it over here. Thank you so much. So our great shakeout instructs our students and staff on what to do in a real earthquake. It is key to practice and to prepare for an actual earthquake. We are honored to have our special guests here today who have participated in our shakeout as well. And I'd like to introduce our San Francisco Mayor, London Breed, who will talk more about the great California shakeout. Let's give her a round of applause.
First, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Gallagher's 8th grade class. Thank you for letting us join you all. We had a great time. I sat next to Jolene. So thank you for welcoming me to the classroom. It's great to be back at Everett. In fact, I was here a couple of years back, had a chance to talk to some of the students here. So it is wonderful to be here with you during the great shakeout. Now I have a question. How many of you were alive during the 1989 earthquake? You guys are really alive. Well, in fact, I was alive and I was in high school at the time, so I'm not completely sure that you were alive, but the fact is, during that earthquake, it was a very challenging time for our city. But the good news is we were prepared, because the entire time that I grew up in San Francisco and went to schools like Everett, I went to Ben Franklin, but my brother went to Everett, and Galileo High School, where I went for high school, and even Raphael Wheel, which is now Rosa Parks, every single year we did drills like this. So as soon as it happened, we were prepared. We knew what to do. And I remember learning about being prepared and going home and telling my grandmother all the things that we needed to do to keep in place so that we can take care of one another just in case an earthquake hits. So I want you all to take that information that we had in class and to make sure that you go home and work with your parents to ensure that when an earthquake hits, because it's not about if, it's about when. San Francisco is earthquake territory, so it's inevitable. But I want to make sure that every student at Everett Middle School is prepared for that. Can we agree with that? All right. So I'm really excited to be here to just really bring attention to preparedness, to earthquakes, and to just really bring a number of the disaster preparedness people in San Francisco. So if a disaster hits, the people behind me, most of them, including myself, we're going to be responsible for keeping you all safe. So thank you so much for allowing us here to talk to you about what we need to do to make sure that everyone is prepared when the big one comes to San Francisco. And with that, I'd like to introduce the president of the San Francisco School Board, Jenny Lamb.
Good morning. Hello, Everett community. It's so wonderful to be here with you all this morning. I'm so excited to be here to participate in the shakeout. I want to thank Principal Blacknell and all the educators and staff at Everett for hosting us this morning and for all the work you do every day for our students. Every year on or around the anniversary of the big one in 1989, I also was in high school, Mayor Breed. I still remember that day, that afternoon. I left tennis practice early, and I was in the hallway, and the lockers started shaking so loud that I just thought it was a bunch of students running around, making a lot of noise. And then I quickly knew what had happened, and I was alone in that hallway. I was very fortunate to have a counselor, a school counselor, that came out of his office and immediately offered me a ride home, because I knew I had someone waiting for me at home. And that was my 8-year-old little sister. And just this morning, I was thinking back to the moment I opened up the front door and I saw her underneath our dining room table and the look on her face. And I know many of you here are also caretakers of your younger siblings. So I wanted to share that story. And I'm just so happy that everyone was safe within my family, and having a plan is so very important. So what happened this morning? This morning at 10:20, we participated, students and staff participated in the drop, cover, and hold drill. And during the drill, students stay in the drop, cover, and hold position for 30 seconds to a minute. I know it seemed a little bit longer when we were squeezed underneath that table in our desk. And after the drill, we are here. We've evacuated and designated the evacuation area. And it's really a reality, as Mayor Breed said. It's not just how, but really when the big next earthquake will hit our city. And all of our schools have detailed evacuations plans in case of an emergency. And we encourage all of our students and our families to develop your plan. So today you've received this postcard, and really encouraged to making a plan. It's so very critical to be able to know what we're going to do, not only during an earthquake, but very much important what we're going to do after the earthquake, and keeping each other safe and taking care of one another. So I'm very fortunate to have special guests with us this morning who are leaders in San Francisco, and they are in charge of keeping us safe, not just during an earthquake, but each and every day. And I'd like to introduce the Department of Emergency Management Executive Director, Mary Ellen Carroll.
Good morning. I'm Mary Ellen. I have this fancy title, but basically I'm like the master of disaster for San Francisco. So when something goes bad, they call me, and we try to fix things and make them better. So you all did an incredible job. I want to thank Robert and Javier, who I shared time with under the table today. Really proud of all of you. I want you to remember that in this case with earthquakes, you know as much and probably more than most adults. So you all are experts. So just like the mayor said, when you go home, we want you to talk to your family, share what you learned so that your family and your friends will also be safe. So another part of my job is I run the 911 center. You all know the number to call, right? Want to just say it. If something happens, what's the three numbers that you call? It's 911. Good job. we practice this every year because we haven't had earthquakes in a really long time, but it could happen at any moment. So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing to help our city, which is to make sure that you're safe if an earthquake happens. So good job. It was great to meet all of you, and remember what you learned today. Thanks.
All right.
Hold on to the table.